For some women, the worst thing that can happen before a big date is chipping a nail, getting a snag in their hose, or one of their heels deciding to snap in half as they step out of their date's car onto the cobblestone path of River Street. Not me, though. I'm never lucky enough to just chip a nail or break a heel. No. Most of the time, I'm walking out the door where I just finished spending the last 45 minutes shaving and primping, getting myself absolutely gorgeous, and the inevitable vibrating of my phone starts going off in my purse. If I'm lucky, it waits until I'm with my date at the restaurant, having already ordered my dinner, when it summons me to answer. Don't answer it, you say? One could only be so fortunate to be able to ignore it. Me? I don't have that kind of luck. When my phone vibrates, chances are someone has died. I wish they had waited until I had gotten through my margarita, indulged in some chocolate mousse, or, heaven forbid, when I'm leaving my date's house after a night together. I'm not normally callous enough to think these thoughts as I'm racing to the crime scene, leaving yet another date behind in the dust. But tonight I'm in a mood. And my luck ran out when I decided to take the lead homicide detective position. Though I wasn't particularly interested in my date, dinner looked amazing, and the dessert at the next table over made my mouth water. Unfortunately, two bites into my filet, and the buzz from my purse summoned me. Being a woman in my line of work, the last thing I want is for someone to question my capacity to do my job and my ability to get there in a timely manner. It's my duty to check out the crime scene with my team in CSI as quickly and as thoroughly as possible. So the only person getting their ass handed to them is the bad guy. As I'm pulling up to the scene, I procure my flats from my bag in the back and switch them out for the stilettos on my feet. Stilettos aren't my first choice in shoes, but with my 5'6 frame, stilettos are what give me the height advantage for a tall date, as well as make my short, muscular legs seem much longer. My date tonight, the 6'3, semi-sexy lawyer, originally from New Jersey, accent still in full swing, told me to call him when I was finished. Said he'd meet me at my place for a nightcap. Regrettably, that was the only thing he had going for him, being sexy. He was kind of a bore, totally stuck on himself as he told me about case after case he'd won and how wonderful everyone in his firm thinks he is. I doubt I'll be calling him for a nightcap or anything else in the future. That is, unless I'm in the market for a good defense attorney. That's where I found him in the first place, defending one of the criminals I was trying to put behind bars. I should have known from the start that we weren't compatible, as we're fighting on opposite teams. I think I was hoping for an opposites attract kind of scenario. Oh well, no love lost. I grab my badge, throw the chain over my neck, and button my military green jacket around the black strapless, fits-me-like-a-glove dress I had worn to dinner. I work hard for the body I have. Running is both my fitness partner and my escape. So when I get the chance, I flaunt what it does for me. Stepping out into the evening air, I wonder what kind of horrific scene I'll be walking into. Jane Doe hanging from the rafters was the only response I received. Hard to know if there's more to that until I arrive on the scene and see for myself. My first thought is suicide, but why would they call in homicide? There has to be something more. Looking out into the night at the place I'm destined to end up, a sudden chill creeps along my spine. The old factory in the distance haunts the evening, shrouded in darkness, inviting more victims to fall prey. I shut my door and head toward the crime tape covering part of the abandoned, crumbling parking lot. Inside the tape, there are four squads and a couple of other vehicles that I recognize as my team. I observe an officer approaching from the right as I reach the barrier.